This is the Hidden Killers podcast. In this episode, we dive into the unsettling case of Jennifer Farber Dulos, who vanished on May 24, 2019. Amidst a divorce and custody battle, her estranged husband, Fotis Dulos, and his partner, Michelle Trokinis, became the center of a shocking conspiracy. Today, we bring you up to the moment coverage from the courtroom as Trokinis faces trial, accused of a role in this presumed murder.
Good afternoon. Please be seated. Thank you. Sergeant Romano is resuming the stand, and we can bring the jury out. Will counsel stipulate to the presence of all of the jurors?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you.
May I continue, Your Honor?
Yes.
Good afternoon, Sergeant Romano.
Good afternoon.
I think we left off before the break discussing, the state was asking you questions with respect to 54 wells. Do you recall those line of questioning?
Yes.
Okay. And you testified before the break as well to about obtaining video surveillance from that residence.
Correct.
Is that correct? Okay. How many camera angles did you, or how many cameras themselves, did you obtain from that residence?
Two.
Can you briefly, well, what were their names?
It was camera three and camera seven.
What area did camera three cover?
That covered the garage area looking south from the house.
Did it encompass any area of the road?
Yes, it did. It picked up a partial section of Wells Lane.
And camera seven?
Camera 7 was mounted on the front of the house, and that picked up Wells Lane as it passed in front of the residence.
The road that both Camera 3 and Camera 7 picked up, was that the same road?
Yes.
Okay, and is that Wells Lane?
Yes, it is.
Okay. If I may just have one moment, Your Honor, counsel.
Yep.
Okay. At this point, Your Honor, the state is going to play States 3. So I'm going to ask you to direct your attention.
And Stage 3 has been admitted as a full exhibit.
No objection.
Thank you.
Thank you. By the way, sir, on 54 Wells, for Camera 3, about how many hours did the New Canaan Police Department or yourself download for that time or that camera?
We downloaded approximately 24 hours worth of video, one whole day.
And with respect to camera 7?
The same amount.
Okay. What was there anything of evidentiary value on those 24 hours?
There was.
About what time period?
The first item that we noticed was at approximately 7:58 hours, 7:58 a.m.
If I can, I'm going to direct your attention to the screen behind you. Upon the state's 3, I'm going to, for the record, Your Honor, play what is titled CAM 3-75800-75930. Just going to stop it real quick. Sir, if you wouldn't mind just explaining what is depicted on that screen.
So this is the driveway in front of the garage at 54 Wells Lane. It's looking effectively south, and what you'll see in the top right of the screen is actually Wells Lane as it travels past the residence.
If you wouldn't mind, please, if you can stand up and approach and just point out that area on that screen.
Sure. So this being the driveway area, at the very top is where Wells Lane passes that residence.
Okay. And with respect to the numbers on the upper left hand, what is that?
That is the date and timestamp from the actual DVR unit or the unit, the system itself, that puts on the video.
Was that timestamp accurate?
Yes, it was.
And you can have a seat, sorry. I'm going to hit play. Sir, I'm going to, let me ask you this. Does that vehicle that passes appear on another screen?
It does. It also shows on camera 7 during the same time frame.
States going to play. States 3, cam 7-758-75830. And same questions, I paused it right at the beginning. If you can, sir, just explain what we're looking at right here.
So this is the front of the residence at 54 Wells Lane, the driveway, and then in the background is Wells Lane as it passes in front of the residence.
And the numbers on the top, please?
That is the date and time that the video was recorded.
Okay. I'm gonna hit play. Actually, if I can, I am going to pause it and bring it. And I pause it at this clip. It states 19 seconds. Sir, did you watch this video on May 23rd? Would it be the 24th or the 25th?
It was probably the 25th and beyond.
Okay. How did you identify this as the vehicle?
I'm going to object, Your Honor. This is, characterization. The exhibit speaks for itself.
Well, in this court's view, the exhibit does not speak for itself. There's more than one black Chevy Suburban. The testimony elicited has to do with how this officer determined which black Chevy Suburban it was overruled.
If you can answer, sir, please.
So we had previously located Jennifer Dulos's vehicle, so we knew exactly what it looked like. And as we reviewed the video, when we found this, it matched up with the vehicle that we had previously impounded. Therefore, we knew it was her vehicle leaving her residence.
Now, is this the same vehicle, is this the same vehicle that you had spent the preceding night standing by?
Yes, it is.
And is there anything distinctive about that vehicle?
The wheels matched up on it, and there are also stickers on both rear quarter panels, passenger and driver's side. Those decals matched up with the ones that were on her vehicle that we had impounded.
And is that what drew your attention to this, segment?
Yes, that it had exited from the same vicinity that you could see in camera 3 was the same vicinity her driveway exited to Wells Lane. In addition, looking at the wheels and the sticker that's on the rear corner there, it matched up with the vehicle that we had impounded.
Thank you. Now, sir, did you see that vehicle on those cameras again?
Yes, we did. At approximately 8:05 a.m., it came back the opposite direction.
Going to play States 3, cam 7-805-80540. Sir, if you can just direct your attention to the screen behind you again, please. And again, I'm going to pause it briefly. What does this depict?
This is again camera 7, which is depicting the front of 54 Wells Lane and Wells Lane itself as it travels past the residence.
And the timestamp?
The date and the time, which again is 8:05 hours.
And just to be clear, is this the same camera that we just saw on the other camera 7 clip?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay.
If I can, I'm actually going to pause it and bring it back. And the same questions are, how did you identify this clip as its evidentiary value?
Same objection, Your Honor.
Overruled.
So the vehicle, again, matched the vehicle that we had previously impounded. The wheels matched up exactly, and so did the sticker that can be just seen on the left rear quarter there.
Can you see that sticker on the screen at this point? I believe I stopped it or paused it at 24 seconds on the clip.
Yes, I can.
If you wouldn't mind, sir, could you please get up and point to it?
If you look at the rear of the vehicle, right down in this corner, there's a white sticker that's there just behind the gas fill cap.
Okay. And I, again, Cam, oh, I'm sorry, if I can, states 3CAM3_805-806. Sir, please take a look behind you. And I'm just going to stop it at 45 seconds. Sir, is that the same time, or is the timestamp the same?
Yes, it is.
And is this the camera 3, I believe, is that the same camera that we saw previously?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, after 8:05 that morning, did you continue to watch this camera, these cameras?
Yes, we did.
And do you see that vehicle appear at another time?
Yes, I did, at approximately 10:25 a.m.
Is that depicted on camera 3 or camera 7?
Should be depicted on both.
Okay. If I can, states 3CAM3_1025-102530. And I'm just going to pause it briefly, sir. Again, the numbers on the top upper left-hand corner.
That is the date and time the video was recorded.
And the timestamp, please?
10:25 and 6 seconds.
Thank you. I'm actually going to stop that and play cams. States 3CAM7_1025-102530. And the same question, sir, is this the same camera 7 that we have seen previously?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and the timestamp?
That is the same at 10:25 and 2 seconds.
Thank you. And I'll stop it at 20 seconds, Your Honor. Sir, how did you know that that was of evidentiary value to you?
We were looking for anything depicting vehicle movement, of Jennifer's vehicle moving, and the fact that that was leaving the residence again.
Did you see that vehicle appear on those cameras again?
We did not.
I have nothing further. Thank you.
Cross-examination.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is John Schoen. I represent the Shelter Conus. I just have a few questions. You're watching, how many hours of video did you watch yourself from the neighbor?
In total, it was 48 hours, 24 hours from each camera 3 and camera 7.
And did you see, starting when?
Starting at midnight on the 24th of May.
Did you see any other vehicles coming and going that other than the suburban that we just watched?
Yes.
Did you capture any of those pictures as being of any evidentiary value?
We did not. Initially, we noted them, but as the investigation went forward, they were determined to be neighbors' vehicles or visiting vehicles that had nothing to do with the case itself.
And you mentioned that there was something about the hubcaps on this particular, the wheel covers on this particular Suburban that were unique or stood out. Can you tell us what that was? I'm just curious.
They weren't unique, but they matched up with the vehicle that we had already impounded.
Do you know how many different styles of hubcaps or wheel covers there are for Chevy Suburbans?
Not offhand, I do not.
So it was the sticker that you're referring to that we see in the back panel on some of the video clips, right?
That was a piece of it, yes.
Without that, it would be like any other Chevy Suburban from around that year, right?
It's feasible, yes.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Nothing further. Thank you.
Thank you, Sergeant. You may step down.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Your Honor, the state would call Kelly Coughlin.
Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or solemnly and sincerely affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you shall give concerning this case shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or upon penalty of perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Please state your name and spell it for the record.
Kelly Coughlin, K-E-L-L-Y. Coughlin is C-O-U-G-H-L-I-N.
You may be seated.
And your affiliation?
Police officer, Town of New Canaan.
Good afternoon, Officer Coughlin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good. You work for the New Canaan Police Department?
Yes.
What is your current rank?
Officer.
Okay. How long have you worked for New Canaan PD?
8 years.
Okay. Do you work in a particular division or department of New Canaan?
I'm a patrol officer.
Okay. Do you have a specific assignment?
No, just general patrol.
Okay. With respect to being a New Canaan police officer, patrol officer, if you will, do you have a specific training and experience as part of that?
Yes.
Can you briefly describe some of your training as a New Canaan police officer?
I received 6 months of training at the Connecticut State Police Academy prior to working in New Canaan. Then we go through a field training program for approximately 10 weeks before being a certified officer on our own in patrol.
And with respect to, let me ask you this. Are you familiar with New Canaan Country Day School?
Yes.
In what way?
I'm the school liaison officer there.
And what does that mean?
School liaison officer is a police officer with our department who is a form of communication or a line of communication with the administration at the school and somebody who visits with staff and students regularly.
With respect to, how long have you been a liaison officer with New Canaan Country Day School?
Since 2018.
What exactly is New Canaan Country Day School?
It's a private school in New Canaan that has students from pre-K through ninth grade.
How big is it?
I'm not sure exactly.
Okay. Is it one building or more than one?
It's a campus with multiple buildings.
Okay. If I can... Your Honor, states five, I believe there's no objection. If that's correct?
That's correct.
Thank
states
you.
Five admitted as a full exhibit.
Officer Coughlin, I'm going to draw your attention to the TV screen behind you if I can. By the way, are you familiar with the area around New Canaan Country Day School?
Yes.
And there's only one photograph on State's 5, Your Honor, just for the record. I'm going to show that here. Officer Coughlin, do you recognize what's depicted on that screen?
Yes.
What is it?
The campus of New Canaan Country School and the surrounding area.
Okay. If you wouldn't mind, Your Honor, may I ask her to step up to the screen? Would you mind, please? Thank you. With respect to New Canaan Country School, could you identify it on screen, please?
Yes, here.
Okay. Is it that area, or how many buildings does it encompass?
It encompasses the buildings up here, the fields to the side, and the buildings here up until Frogtown Road.
So what is the road on? I guess it is kind of going from top to bottom. I don't know if that's north or south. Perhaps you can describe that for me.
This road here runs north and south through New Canaan. It's called Ponus Ridge Road.
And the road that kind of goes across the middle but up the side, what is that?
This road goes east to west. It's Frogtown Road.
Is Wells Lane depicted on that photograph as well?
Yes.
And could you please point that out as well?
Wells Lane runs here.
Okay. And particularly, do you know where 69 Wells Lane is?
Yes.
Could you please point that out? And for the record, pointing to the middle, center, right, I guess. Thank you. Now, are you at some point, you can have a seat, ma'am, thank you. At some point I'm going to draw your attention to May 2019. At some point, did you review video surveillance from New Canaan Country Day School?
Yes.
And what was your assignment with respect to that?
I was reviewing multiple sets of videos that came into the police department in reference to the investigation from different houses, schools, different locations.
When you say investigation, what are we talking about?
The missing person investigation for Jennifer Dulos.
So was New Canaan Country Day School one of the videos that you were reviewing?
Yes.
During that time period? Okay. And was there, did you find anything of evidentiary value on that video?
Yes.
What did you find?
Jennifer's vehicle was on the New Canaan Country School campus on the morning that she was last seen of May 24th, 2019.
Do you recall what time?
8:03 a.m.
And with respect to the, is that depicted on a camera footage, by the way?
Yes.
Where is that? Why don't I show you? I may have a moment, Your Honor, just switch this. State 6, I believe there's no objection to it being a full exhibit, Your Honor. Is that correct? The video, the clips.
No objection.
Thank you.
State 6 will be admitted as a full exhibit.
I'm going to stop it there, playing State 6. If you could just take a look behind you, do you recognize what's depicted on that screen?
Yes.
Okay. Going to hit play. Officer Coughlin, was that the video that you identified?
Yes.
The clip of the video that you identified?
Yes.
Okay, if I can have 1 second, and I'm going to pause it and ask you a question. Okay. Officer Coughlin, if you can go up to the screen again, and I know it's small, but in the upper left-hand corner, let me see if I can't scroll in, there is some writing on the top. Can you see that?
Upper left-hand corner?
Yes. What is that writing?
2019-0524, referring to the date of May 24th, 2019, 8:03:44 a.m., MS North, JD video.
With respect to the 8:03 time period, or I apologize, I'll strike that. With respect to the 8:03, what did that mean?
8:03 was the time that this camera captured the vehicle passing through Country School campus.
Thank you. You can have a seat. Officer Coughlin, had you on, let me ask you a question. On May 24th of 2019, did you respond at all to Lapham Road that night?
No.
Did you review or see in person the Chevy Suburban that was found on Lapham Road?
No.
Okay. So when you reviewed this footage, how did you identify that vehicle?
I viewed photographs of that vehicle, which were taken when it was recovered on Lapham Road and later processed.
And did you utilize those photographs in your review of the video surveillance?
Yes.
Okay. Now, actually, I may have one moment. I just have to change it out. And I have a few more questions. I'm going to put back in states 5. And draw your attention back to the screen behind you, if I can. Okay. Just to close it up here, that video screen that we saw in states, I guess, 6, where was that? If you could, is the camera that video came from depicted in that photograph?
Yes.
Could you please stand up and point to where that video or that angle was?
Here.
Okay. What is that white building?
That's the middle school on the campus of New Canaan Country School.
Okay. And is that a one-way, or if you can just describe it, please?
The way in which Jennifer's vehicle was seen traveling out is a one-way exit out of the main portion of campus and goes towards Ponus Ridge Road.
What time does New Canaan Country Day School start in the morning?
Typically there's different start times based on grade level, but typically between 8:15 and 8:30.
Is there a time for drop-off, or that the school is open for drop-off of the children that go there?
Typically between 7:45 and 8:30.
Okay. Thank you. You can have a seat. Now, with respect to when you found or saw this vehicle on the video, did you share that information with anybody?
Yes.
Who did you share that with?
The other officers in the Detective Bureau who were working on the case.
Okay. And who were they?
There were numerous members from the New Canaan Police Department and the Connecticut State Police.
Okay. I may just have one moment. No. I have nothing further. Thank you, Officer Coughlin.
Thank you. Cross-examination, please.
Good afternoon, Officer.
Good afternoon.
I just have a couple of questions for you. Was this particular camera that you just showed us the video from a continuous running, or was it motion active?
Continuous running.
And how long a period of time did you watch?
I don't recall the exact time frame, but it was a short period of time.
Thank you.
No redirect, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you, Officer. You may stand.
Thank you.
If I may, Your Honor, the state. If I may, I'm sorry, Officer Coughlin, you don't have to move, but just for the record, Officer Coughlin will be recalled. She's still under subpoena. The state intends to recall her for other parts of the trial and testify about other things. I did inform counsel of that as well. So
okay,
she's still
you.
Under subpoena.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I believe Corey Clabby will be coming next, Your Honor. If I may just approach the court.
Yes. Okay. There you go.
If you could please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or solemnly and sincerely affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you shall give concerning this case shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or upon penalty of perjury?
I do.
Please state your name and spell it for the record.
First name is Corey, C-O-R-E-Y. Last name is Clabby, C-L-A. B as in boy, B as in boy, Y.
Thank you. And your affiliation?
I'm with the Connecticut State Police Major Crime Squad, Western District.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Detective Clabby, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good. You work for the Connecticut State Police?
I do.
Okay. How long have you been with the Connecticut State Police?
Since May 7th of 2010.
And do you work for a particular division or department within the Connecticut State Police?
Presently with the Western District Major Crime Squad out of Troop G in Bridgeport.
If you could walk me through a little bit, you said Western District Major Crimes.
Correct.
How many districts are there?
So the state's broken up into three districts. There's Western, Central, and Eastern District.
And with respect to Western District Major Crimes, what, I guess, troops would it be that cover? Does it cover?
Each district has several troops within, and within each troop, there's a group of major crime detectives who work out of that troop.
With Western District Major Crimes, what towns do those troops cover?
Well, it would depend on the troop coverage area. So for Troop G, we cover a massive area, mostly like Fairfield and Haven County. So we either cover those towns directly, or we cover like the state facilities, highways, so on and so forth. So it depends. If there's a local PD, so for example, in this case, New Canaan, they may utilize us for assistance, and we'll come out to assist them. But other than that, we just cover mostly like state facilities or jurisdictions.
Where is Western District Major Crimes headquarters?
It's in Litchfield.
If you cover Bridgeport, Fairfield, down to New Haven, how do you get up to Litchfield as the headquarters?
Basically, you would take Route 8, Route 25, and just keep going up to Litchfield.
That was a very bad question. I guess my question is really, how is your headquarters in Litchfield if you encompass a town area that is down at the...
Okay, so basically there's a command structure throughout the agency. So in Western District, the headquarters, the command staff is located out of Litchfield. So the detectives themselves, we branch out to the local like troops. For me, Troop G, we have detectives Troop A, Troop B, and Troop L.
And Troop A, B, L, and G would encompass Western District?
Correct.
Okay. When it gets to, and you're a detective?
Correct.
Okay. Is there also a crime scene unit?
Yeah, so within each major crime squad, and there's three throughout each per district, there is a crime van, and they basically handle like scene evidence, video, photography of the scene, handling the evidence, maintaining the evidence, seizing the evidence, and so on.
And that the van would fall under Western District Major Crimes, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so where were you in relation to Western District Major Crimes? If you could just explain the structure a little bit.
So at the time of this incident, and still presently, I'm assigned to Troop G. So my office that I report to is in Bridgeport at Troop G.
Is that in the crime scene van area, or is that an investigation?
The van is located in Litchfield, where the headquarters is for the district, and they would respond from there, and it's kind of where they get their orders from.
What are the other districts, I guess, that cover Connecticut?
So the other districts would be Central District, which is basically the middle of the state, if you look at a map, top to bottom, and then out east would be Eastern District, and they'd be on the other side of the state, so...
And if, by the way, if I use the terminology van, what do I mean by that?
Just so it's the crime van. So it's basically each district has a van. Within that van is equipment, and there's people that are assigned to that. There's several detectives, and their job, and a sergeant, is they operate within that van. Everything they do to process the crime scene is located within that van.
How many vans and crime scene units are there in each district, I guess, Western District, Central District, and Eastern District?
There's one van per district.
Okay, so there's only three essential vans that cover the state police.
Correct.
For major crimes. Okay.
Correct.
In May of 2019, where
were you?
I was where I am now, working in Troop G.
And did you happen to respond? Actually, before I go to that, can you just briefly explain to the jury a little bit about your training and experience as a state trooper?
Okay, so we go to a state police academy, which is in Meriden. It's a 7-month academy. It's kind of fast and furious, physical. There's a lot of academics. There's a lot of training on investigations, equipment you utilize, basically everything you utilize. Crime investigation, motor vehicle investigation, tactics to kind of like de-escalate situations, basically everything you need to know to do the job.
And how did you get to a detective with major crimes?
So that's a tested position that you have to apply for, interview for. You have to supply work that you've done, case work, whether it be search warrants, arrest warrants, and you go through an interview process, and it's a rank system. And if you rank and do well, and there's a position for you, you get the offer, you accept.
And so, in May of 2024, specifically, so I'm going to draw your attention to May 24th, 2019. Did you have occasion to respond to 69 Wells that day?
Yes.
In what capacity?
So Sergeant Bisson was patrolling the van on that night. He called me and informed me that they were going to be going out to a scene in New Canaan at 69 Wells for the report of a missing person. It was believed to be a large residence, and he wanted some extra help to handle the scene. At the time, I was considered an alternate on the van, so if they needed manpower, I would go with them and assist them in processing the scenes. So he asked for me to go, and I said yes.
As a, I guess, alternate on the van, do you have to have any specific training or anything to have that position?
It's the same training you have, you know. You're taught by the people you work with.
And would you only be an alternate, I guess, if you were in that Western District major crime squad?
Correct.
Okay. With respect to 69 Wells, who was your sergeant that day?
Sergeant Bisson was in charge of the van that day.
And normally, who is your sergeant?
Sergeant Ken Ventresca.
And that is out of the Troop G office?
Out of the Troop G office.
And that is, well, I'll withdraw that. When you arrived, did you have a specific assignment?
When I arrived, I was assigned by Sergeant Bisson to do the scene video.
What is a scene video?
So when we begin to process a scene, the first thing that happens every time is that we will go in and video the scene as is. So you can basically see a look of like what we walked into, what we saw, where things were, if things were disturbed, if they were not, if there was evidence somewhere, just basically the general surroundings. So you're going to see it the first time as we saw it when we arrived.
Is there a certain process or procedure that occurs when you go to assist in, or you are processing a scene or a residence?
Normally it is that we're going to do so, like in this case, is based on a search warrant. We'll wait for that approval once we know it's official and we receive, you know, instructions from the supervisor on scene. We start, video starts, photographs follow, and then there's just a system that goes. We identify evidence, someone handles the evidence, someone does a sketch of the scene, they do a map of the scene, we do video, we do photographs, then there's collection of the evidence.
Let me ask you this, sir. If you're naming a lot of assignments, did everybody get a specific assignment, or was everybody a piece of everything?
Everyone gets a certain assignment at the time, and then obviously as you complete yours, you then assist somebody else with theirs if needed. So you're not just standing there with your hands in your pockets.
Okay. And your assignment that night was?
Was video.
Okay. And was there somebody there to take photographs?
Yes, there was other detectives that took photographs.
And you also mentioned collection of evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Who was assigned to that?
Officially, I don't recall. I might have been Detective Riley, if memory serves.
Okay. But you didn't have any role in that?
No.
If I may have, what time did you took the video that day?
Correct.
What time did you start?
So the video started, commenced at 4:21 in the morning on the 25th.
And when did it finish?
It finished on the 25th at 5:31 p.m.
Did you have anybody assist you?
For the video, no. It was mostly me. Unless maybe if I needed some extra lighting, someone would hold a flashlight for me. But as I recall, it's pretty much just myself.
Was anybody inside the house when you conducted the video?
No. So as I would progress forward through the house, people doing photographs would follow. But prior to me, no one was through the house, to my knowledge.
Okay. Is there an initial walkthrough?
Normally there is with the case officer and perhaps the scene supervisor, but I was not present for that.
Okay. Your Honor, the state's intention is to play state 7. I believe there's no objection.
That's correct.
For the record, Your Honor, it is one approximately, I believe you said, how long is it, sir?
Well, it's probably about an hour or more.
Yes,
state 7 will be admitted at the full exhibit.
Thank you. At this point, Your Honor, it is the state's intention to play the entire video.
So what we will do, counsel, is we'll play the video until 3:15, take our afternoon recess, and then resume.
Thank you. If I may just have one moment. Your Honor. It looks like my computer decided to stop. Okay. A couple questions before we start, sir. Do you document the entire residence in it by itself?
Yeah, so you'll normally start from the outside, do a full video from the outside, and then we'll start and try to systematically go through room by room, depending on the layout of the structure. In this case, it was a large one, so it was kind of difficult to seamlessly go through it. But and then we'll end with a final picture of the exterior when we're done.
With respect to the entire residence, do you document a certain area if you find anything of evidentiary value in it, or what do you do?
Clearly, if we see something that we believe is of concern for the investigation or evidence, then we'll obviously try to focus on that and show that so the people that may see it in the future can have an understanding of what we saw and what things looked like, you know, prior to our collection and scene processing.
Was there a particular area of the house that you focused on?
The garage was of importance.
Okay. And when in relation to watching the hour-long video, where is the garage in the video?
It's probably towards the end.
Okay, why is that?
It was just if I recall, I went through the front door and it kind of branched off and worked around and ended out coming through the garage.
Okay. Anything else? All right. If I can, just one question before we start. This works. Actually, if I can just have one moment, Your Honor. Okay. Sir, if I can direct your attention to the screen right behind you.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
So that's basically just a quick way that we show documentation of a case number, the location, and who's doing the film. So you'll see that in the beginning, and you'll see that in the closing. And it usually will have the date and the start time at the top, and you'll notice in the end you'll see the date and the end time at the top. So it's just a document, kind of like this is what you're looking at, who did it and when.
And what is the date and start time there?
The date is May 25th, 2019 at 4:21 a.m. military time.
Okay.
Cody Manning, we can stop the video now and we can take our afternoon recess until 3:30.
All rise.
There's more to come at the Michelle Trokinas trial in the Jennifer Farber Dulos case. The mystery deepens, and justice seeks its course. Press subscribe now and stay tuned for more episodes unraveling the truths behind the most perplexing criminal cases from true crime today.